Hi, I'm Blue, your host and coach helping you create the life and business of your dreams. Welcome back to The Journey with Blue. The Journey with Blue live power manifestation and vision book party was amazing and just what we needed to bring in the new year. Manifestation queen and founder of Om Noir, Christina Rice, join me in conversation to share how we could get clear on our dreams, uncover what's keeping us from our possibilities, and the steps necessary to manifest powerfully. After the conversation, we had an ultimate vision book party to claim what you wanted to create in every area of your life and business in the new year.
Thank you
for having me.
Yes.
Look at everyone, so beautiful. Oh, I love black women. Love you.
Yes, this room is full. Now, you know, Christina, this conversation was so important for me because in the last couple years, I've been able to personally tap into the power of manifestation, visualization, and vision books. So I was like, okay, I know what this has done for me in my life. And I always want to be able to create spaces and transformation and access for other women as well. And so I was like, how am I going to have this conversation? You are the only person that came to mind.
Oh, thank you.
So I first want to let people know, actually.
You know, we'll do it at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to lead off because, like I said, manifestation expert is your title. And I don't want y'all to think that I just like throw these titles and credibility out loosely. I want you to first let us know what makes you a manifestation expert.
Well, so let's go back to 2018. I had just hosted my first retreat with Om Noir. It was October 2017. And afterwards, everyone was like, what's next, right? It was supposed to be just a one and done event as we were growing the platform. And so I felt like I had something there. I was like, it's something, some golden magic I have with these retreats. And so what do I do next? And so at the top of 2018, I wrote down the entire year, how many retreats we would have, how many women at each retreat, how much revenue we would bring in from not only the retreats, but launching merchandise. And also, like, it was time for me to get a new car. And so one of the things that, or one of my strategies is to future journal, right? And to write it as if it is already present. So instead of saying, like, I want a BMW, right? I say, it feels so good to pick up the keys to my X5, right? So I get real specific. And so I started journaling that entire year, and then I just got to work, right? But when I reflected back on, like, everything that came true that year, from the BMW X5 to the sponsorships, six figures in sponsorships from different brand partners, my townhome here, moving to, I was in New York at the time, moving to Atlanta, and I wrote down my townhome exactly in very specific detail, like the kitchen, the master bedroom, the number of levels, all of that. And so reflecting back, I'm like, wow, everything that I wrote down came true. But I really thought about it, like, you know, for years, even before that, I used to do vision boards. And I stopped doing them because they wouldn't come true. Nothing on those boards would come true each year. So I would throw it away, start a new one. And I realized through all the work I was doing with Om Noir, my yoga certification, that it wasn't the vision board, it was me, right? I had to clear out all of the muck, right? And all of the things that were blocking me from manifesting all of these things that I desired. And so when I really thought about it and all of the kind of tips and strategies and tricks that I use to manifest, I started coaching other women how to manifest. And so I would say, like, you know, expert is I would say manifestation queen is more of my title than expert, right? So I didn't study it, but I learned different tools and strategies to not only help myself manifest, but also other women that I coach as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, manifestation queen. Nonetheless, I'm taking notes. I'm ready. And I know everyone else in the room is ready to manifest, right? There's something, there's some vision, there's some dream that we're sitting on that we have within us that we want to bring to life. Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned like the vision boards and like starting that, but you were getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. But you said there were some things in the way.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to know. What were some of those things for all of us, right? So we can think about and start looking at ourselves, like, what is in the way from that's blocking us from our dream? And so how do we clear that path mm-hmm. so that we can manifest freely and boldly?
Well, it's really important just to be self-aware. Like, we know our shit. Can I
curse?
Yes. Like, you know, if when you're doing the work on yourself, you start to become very clear of what works and what doesn't. I always use this analogy. It's like, you know, after you stay at a Four Seasons, the Days Inn just does not work, right? And so the more work that you do on yourself, you can spot things that just don't feel in alignment. And so if you have been, you know, struggling with manifesting things, take a step back and say, what is it about me? And what is it about maybe past trauma, maybe low self-esteem, maybe prior disappointments that I first have to work through so that I can clear my path to those things that I desire? And so I just started doing the work. And now I do vision boards now because I realized that the work, I first had to do the internal work. And the vision board is just the roadmap. But I'm the driver, right? And so if I'm not clear, if I don't know, if I don't have a clear path, if I haven't taken care of the engine and the oil and all that stuff, then the car will stop working, mm-hmm. right? And so it's really important, again, to just start doing the work on yourself. And I do everything. Like, I mean, it might be 1 month I'm doing vaginal steaming, right? Yeah. Another month I'm doing Reiki, another month I'm doing, you know, and so I try so many different wellness modalities to make sure that I'm constantly pouring into myself. And what I always advise, first and foremost, is that you just become curious in your own self-development, right? And your own growth and the tools that will allow you to accomplish that. So, you know, I say build a self-care toolbox, right? So at any moment when I feel like I'm hitting a wall or I just need maintenance, I pull out my journal. Mm-hmm. I go to my Reiki master, right? I talk to my therapist, I do yoga, I meditate. So I'm constantly curious of how I can work through a lot of, you know, blockages that I may be experiencing at the time.
Right. And mm-hmm. the thing is, we all have blocks.
All of us.
So if you're thinking that you don't have a block, you got a block. Don't worry. There's something there.
I still do.
Yes. And so it's a continual work,
yeah.
right? And for me, during the pandemic, mm-hmm. one of the things that helped me clear was going through therapy, mm-hmm. right? And it was the perfect time. It was the perfect space to clear, and there were things that I was able to say that I didn't know were holding me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And once I said it, it was just a release. It was just kind of like a floodgate. And it allowed me to restore my power. Mm-hmm. It allowed me to own my story, mm-hmm. right? Like you say, own your shit before it owns you.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so that was so powerful for me. Is there anything else that was like just kind of like changed the paradigm for you from a healing perspective?
The first, I had to get out that toxic relationship, right? That was a blockage back in 2016. But also, like, you know, I work with my Reiki master now, and we do soul coaching, intuitive soul coaching. And so even now I realize, I'm like, man, I still got some childhood stuff I have to work through, right? And I love the work I do with her because it's a combination of talk therapy and energy reading. So I could be talking and she's like, dad is showing up. Mom is showing up, right? And so that has been a tremendous breakthrough with me when I examine like relationships and just how I move through my life. and that there were blockages from childhood that I'm working through, right? Mm-hmm. So that has been a huge shift for me, right? That forgiveness, right? That letting go, releasing any guilt, like mm-hmm. any of that. So that was a huge shift for me as well, as doing the inner childhood healing, like all of us need to do at mm-hmm. some point.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. And I love that I get to have these conversations, right? Because yes, at the core, it's about your purpose, creating the life and business of your dreams. Mm-hmm. But you can create that and you can get there. But if you are not whole, if you have not forgiven the people, if you have not mm-hmm. healed those wounds, if you haven't done the work, then what does it mean?
Absolutely.
None of it matters. And so I want to support as many people as possible, not just to get there, mm-hmm. but to get there and be your best and whole self when you're at the top.
Absolutely. And you know, you can manifest anything, right? But you have to be clear on if it's truly in alignment with your deepest desires and who you are and what makes you move and flow through life with ease. Like I started my vision book in December of last year, right? And so for me, love and dream home was big for this year. I manifested love, I got it. And it wasn't right for me, right? It was, and here's the thing, it was amazing. Like, we had a great time. He loved me to death, but he was not in alignment with the experience that I wanted in a relationship. And I'll be very honest, like, y'all, turn the cameras down, right? I significantly out-earned him. And I thought, I have girlfriends who are millionaires and they are the breadwinners and they, have stay-at-home dads or whatever the case may be. And so I was like, I'm gonna try it, right? I'm gonna try it, why not, right? Because he's a great guy. But then I was like, that's not the experience I want. And my Reiki master was like, you want a man with money. So just be honest with that. Like, be honest about that, right? Right? Like, be clear on that. And so I had to make a tough decision. Like, this is just not the experience that I want in love. And I had to let that go. But I manifested it. But that self-awareness and that work that I've done allowed me to see a very clear direction in what I wanted out of love. Now, if I hadn't done the work, I would have stayed in there and eventually would have been miserable because that's just not the experience I wanted, right? So again, it's really important that even now, of course we're gonna, create these beautiful vision boards and all of that stuff, but the vision boards are not the work. You are the work. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really important. And that was one of my biggest shifts too, because I would make these beautiful vision boards, right? And I would have the dream home and the car and all the money I wanted to make. And I was like, what is not working? And it was me. Mm. It was me. And so now that I've done the work and I've cleared that path, like I can say something is gonna happen and it does. But I speak very clear. Like I speak as if everything that I want to manifest is already present in my life. Another tip that I would give you is whatever you want to manifest, like the home, the car, the love, is that you stay in the energy of it as much as possible, right? So I didn't get the dream home this year. You know why? Because I had to do some more work. I had a big seven-figure goal for our business. We almost made it this year. We almost made it. But I realized because I didn't get disappointed. I was just like, what's not working here? Right? Mm-hmm. Why haven't we reached this goal? Because again, I can say stuff, I write it down, and I put my actionable steps behind it to get there. But I realized, I was like, our foundation is not truly solid in the business yet to manage multiple seven figures, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a blessing in disguise because we would have collapsed almost, mm-hmm. right? If we had grown too fast. And so this year, once I realized that this wasn't the year, mm-hmm. then I said, I just gotta work on the foundation. So all we've been doing this year, I've invested a lot in strategy and staffing and our tech stack, all of that. So this year has been about planting seeds. Mm-hmm. Next year is the year, right? Mm-hmm. And we also talked about on IG Live, I realized my personal year. So I hadn't really got into that. I'm really into human design. And then I started researching what my personal year number is, and it's a seven. And the 7 year is about deep spiritual work. Mm-hmm. And it's about setting your foundation. And my 8 year, which is next year, is my power year. So I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yes. Right, so I'll tell you guys how to get to your personal number. It is your, so my birthday is 8/29, so August 29th. So it's 8 + 2 + 9. So that's 19, and then 1 + 9 = 10. And so you got one, right? And then 2022 is 6, so 2 + 2 + 2, right? So that is a 7 year, right? And so you can Google like whatever your year number comes out to be, and it'll give you a lot of clarity. If you're in a year 6, that one is about breakups and separations, right? So that is about examining relationships, like, you know, friendships and love relationships, and are they in alignment with you right now? And so I can't remember all of the years, but I know 7 was about me doing the work, and 8 is me seeing all the seeds that we plant to blossom.
Mm-hmm. Bless you. You gave us so much in that.
I know that was a lot.
But I loved it, and I want to, you know, because you were saying it took time, right? And you will only receive the things that you can handle at its due time. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I always say I'm so glad and so thankful I didn't get the things that I had prayed for when I prayed for them, mm-hmm. because it would have broke me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready to host women like this. I wasn't ready to have a stage like this. And so divine timing is everything. Yes, we have our dreams and our wishes and we want things to happen, you know, mm-hmm. but the divine time is in trusting that. Yeah. But I also know there's so many women in the room who are like, God, did you forget about me? Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you hear me? Right? Who wrote down the dream, who wrote down the visions year and year, and they still have not come to reality. And I want to know, what do you say to that woman who may be feeling frustrated, who may feel like I'm forgotten, or, you know, it's not going to come for me? Mm-hmm. How do you stay encouraged in the journey?
So one of the exercises I do when I am thinking of that big dream and self-doubt and anxiety, or like, is this too big for me, or whatever the case may be, I'll write down, I am available for abundance. I'm available for mm-hmm. prosperity. I'm available for success. And then I write down what I'm not available for. I'm not available for fear. Mm-hmm. I'm not available for self-doubt. And for everything, even like for love, like what I'm available for.
To be spoiled.
I'm available for a man that does well for himself. I'm available, you know, and what I'm not available, is disappointment or doubt or insecurity or whatever, or pain, right? And so that's one thing, right? So whenever you start to feel like, why are things not happening in my life? Mm-hmm. Just stop and say, you know what? I'm available for divine timing. I'm available for divine alignment, right? And what I'm not available for is impatience, right? Or doubt or fears or anything like that, because you're not forgotten, right? Sometimes, like you said, things just don't happen because they're not supposed mm-hmm. to at that time. Of course, in the moment, it feels like you've been forgotten if you're frustrated. But once you start to work through those feelings, you realize, okay, maybe there's just some more work that I need to do. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're thinking of, say, the dream home, you know, I always, like I said, I write it into the future. I already wrote it down in my manifestation checks mm-hmm. that I saw that you have for July 2023, right? So now I look, okay, we're 7 months from that. What do I need to do on a monthly basis, on a weekly and a daily to get to that dream home, right? Mm-hmm. So I write down what those actionable steps. If you're always in motion, you don't even have time to doubt yourself, right? I focus on being in motion. I focus on the preparation. Like, what do I need to do for this dream home, right? So you're always in preparation. And if you're focusing on that, right, you just don't have time for the doubt, right?
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think this is all energy.
Yes.
Right? This is all of us shifting and bending energy in our favor the way we want it to, right? And so I think it's so important that we start showing up as if that money's in the bank.
Absolutely.
As if that car is already in the driveway, as if you already have that house. Like, literally start showing up as that girl.
Mm. Let me tell you something, right? I'm gonna tell y'all another story about the guy I was dating, and even when I was dating before that. So my house, right? So I have been, number one, preparing for the dream house. So I've been, you know, buying things that, like glassware and things that I bring from other countries, and I refuse to put it in the current house because I'm preparing, right? But when I looked around my house recently, and right, and like, I am calling in a man that does well for himself, a man for a certain of a certain stature. Does my home reflect the experience I want to have in this relationship with this type of man, right? Mm. So my ex, right, so I have my guest room, right? So my closet is always like the stuff I just throw things in. It's been like that forever, right? Since I moved, I've been in that townhouse for 4 years. And the guy I was dating, he was always there. So he had stuff in that closet. And I would go in there and be like, I should straighten up this closet, right? And I never did, right? Because I didn't care. I think it was, again, that it was the energy of that relationship, right? So when a new guy I met, got a private jet, all this stuff, right? So I said, if he come in his house, would I want him to see this closet? Mm-hmm. So I started clearing out stuff, right? In preparation for the energy of the relationship that I'm calling in. Mm-hmm. I've made things more pretty in my house, mm-hmm. right? I really don't have a lot of like loungewear. I've started investing in like sexy loungewear and like all of that stuff. But I used to be like that. I used to wear like just lingerie cooking, like just by myself, right? Mm-hmm. And I stopped doing that for years, right? Because I wasn't in the energy of the guys I were dating weren't at the level mm-hmm. that even made me feel like mm-hmm. I wanted to be in that, mm-hmm. or even just for myself.
Right.
And so I've started investing those things, right? So being in the energy, if you want that Tesla or that X5, go test drive it, right? Because once you drive that car down that street, you're gonna be in the energy of it. And subconsciously, you're gonna be working towards it without even knowing you are, right? Because you're staying in the energy. That home you want, go out and start walking through homes, right? So that you know what it is that you are specifically calling in. Before I moved here to Atlanta, I flew down because I planned to move in November of 2018. So in August, I flew down and I just started, you know, with my realtor, just touring homes. I wasn't ready yet, right? I wasn't ready. I knew I wasn't ready. And so we started touring homes and neighborhoods, and I saw exactly what I wanted. I was like, okay, so the walk-in kitchen, I want it to look like this. I want the master bedroom to look like this. And then I wrote it down in very specific detail, but I was just in the energy, right? And so when I was really ready to lock it in, I applied for a townhome. I didn't get it, but I was like, it's fine. Something is coming. Literally 1 week before I was supposed to move, I got the townhome that was bigger, that was better in even a beautiful neighborhood, and was cheaper, mm-hmm. right?
Even
but
better.
I was in the energy of getting exactly what I wanted, right? And so again, going back to just the relationship, so I cleared out that closet, right? I've started beautifying my home even more, right? It's already beautiful, but it's just when I think about the type of experience that I want in my new dating relationship, I'm always just in that energy of what that looks like and what yes. that feels like. Even the way I move, like being really into my feminine soft energy, right? I'm treating myself even better, you know, than I already do, but I'm just in that soft energy of what I'm calling in.
I love that.
Oh, you can't hear me? I'm sorry. Y'all couldn't hear me? Oh, okay, okay.
I love that because I always say try it on.
Yeah.
Try on that wealth. Try on that house. Try on that contract. Try on that position. Right? Mm-hmm. Don't wait until it's in your physical for you to actually show up as if it's already there for you. And like you said, to affirm, to even speak as if it's already done, as if it's already there. And I think that's so important. And I'm going to call out Candy when we talk about clearing space for men. She literally, she just got married recently, and she cleared out a drawer for her man. And here she is, a testament, right? And so, ladies, put that in the vision book. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the roadmap here.
And even things like, you know, having two nightstands, right? I remember, because I also host vision board events and all that kind of stuff, and I had an expert with me, and she was like, if you got your bed like shoved against the wall and you got one nightstand, how is he gonna get in and out of your bed? I have another girlfriend like right, just crawling over you or whatever. So she was like, put, you know, have two nightstands, have the balance, right? I have another girlfriend, she just moved into a new house, but she was like, her previous bedroom was so pink. And so a guy would walk in and just kind of, he wouldn't feel it, right? And so she was like, I have to kind of make it a little bit more neutral, right? And more inviting and things like that. And so again, like, you gotta sit and visualize what you want and then start putting in the actionable steps behind it, but also just constantly reminding yourself to stay in the energy of it.
Mm-hmm. Intentional and conscious living is so key.
Yes.
And, you know, I want to talk about the vision books because this was something, I don't even know where I pulled out a vision book, where I even had this idea, but like I said, it was May 2020 when the world was shut down. I sat down and my circumstances around me, I couldn't control. Right? But what I could control was my commitment to my vision, was the commitment to what I wanted to create for my life, despite the world being shut down, despite not knowing what was next. And so that's how the vision book came for me. And I want you to talk about that because, you know, obviously vision boards have their popularity, they have their moment, but I stand for vision books. They are so powerful,
so good.
Right? Because I'm like, you can hold it, you can feel it, like it's literally
flip
yours.
Through the pages.
Yes, it's literally in your hands. You're reading your life in the mornings. And so I want to know vision books and other tools to manifest faster.
Well, not faster,
okay,
but
not
in
faster.
Alignment.
In alignment.
Yes. So I started doing a vision board book this year. And what I love about it, because it's a sketchbook, so I bought mine on Amazon. And so, you know, there are pages where I'm writing. There are pages where it's all pictures and words and things like that. And then there's a combination of it. And also with the manifestation checks. But I also have my journal, right? And so another good tip that I'm going to give you guys is whenever you're thinking of, like, say it's whatever you want to manifest, love, car, home, career, whatever. And so on one side of it, write down all the doubts, all of it, like all the fears, all the anxieties. I fear I'll never meet someone, right? But then on the other side of the page, write down the exact opposite of that. Like, I cannot wait to meet my partner. Right. And so you're basically it's like your left and your right. So the good and the bad. And so you're giving balance to what you feel the most fear in, but also pouring confidence into yourself. Right. The other thing, of course, is like, you know, what I'm available for, what I'm not available for. Another thing, I'll tell you this. And this is like, this goes back to getting my my current dream car, but there's a one after that that I'm going after next year as well. For years, around my vision board years, I want to say it was like 2011, 2012 or something like that, I needed a new car. So I had a 2003 Jeep Cherokee. Of course, I lived in New York, so I didn't have to drive it. So I justified just like, you know, I don't need a new car right now, but I also would always be in this energy of fear as an entrepreneur that the bottom will fall out. And then this car was paid out, you know, paid off. And so I would, that would always be in the back of my mind. And you know what would happen? I would make a lot of money and then the bottom would fall out because I was constantly saying that to myself. And so in 2018, that was my big manifestation year. I forgot what was wrong with the Cherokee, but it was gonna cost like $3,000 to fix it. And so I was like, I gotta get a new car. And so I didn't know how I was gonna afford it because I was transitioning out of my PR marketing agency. So I started to reduce my clients and I wanted to focus on Om Noir full time. So I was in that weird transitional stage of making a little bit of money and trying to hold on to the money that I had. But I went out car shopping. So for years I kept saying, and no offense to anybody that has a Jeep Rubicon, like now they are like getting a BMW, right? But back then, like in 2018, they were still very much like Jeep Wrangler costs. And so for years I kept saying, I'm gonna get a Rubicon because that was the ceiling I was placing on myself. That was the thing that I was like, I can at least afford that. If I have to get a new car, I can get a Jeep Rubicon. And so I went out one day and it was 2018, I think it was around like April. And I started, all day I'm out with the car guy. I mean, we're going from dealership to dealership. I cannot find a Jeep Rubicon. And we went to one that had more luxury cars and stuff. He said, just sit in the X5. Just try it on. Mm-hmm. And when I sat in it, I felt like success. Mm-hmm. Right? I was like, this is mine. So I went home and I future journaled and I put a date to it. And I was very specific because we had a retreat in the Poconos, which was 2 hours outside of New York. And I was like, I'm driving the X5 there. And it was in June, so we're in April. So I wrote it down. It feels so good to pick up the keys to my X5. And I put it as June 16th, and I was leaving for the retreat on the 20th, right? So I was real specific about it. And I just let it go, right? Because when you put it out in the universe, you've given the universe the assignment. You just get in preparation, right? So I didn't have to think about it. So I wrote it down, and a couple weeks later, we had been pitching sponsors, right? Nobody was responding. We were still a new company. We had 1,500 followers on Instagram. Like, nobody was paying attention. And so out of the blue, get an email from Dr. Miracles, and it was the VP of marketing. She was like, I'll be in New York next week. Let's have lunch. So, I'm pitching her, like, you know, all of these big ideas from Om Noir. And she was like, girl, save it. She said, look, we got $25,000 for you. And I was just stunned. And that was the money I needed for the car. So I called him. I was like, is that blue X5 still there? He's like, it's gone. So this is like 3 weeks later. I'm sorry, I'm getting my dates mixed. It was closer to June that I had first had test drove the X5, and then a couple weeks later, I got the commitment from the brand, and so he was like, "It's not, but we have more." And so I wrote down very specifically, I wanted white, I wanted matte wood grain. I forgot some other details, and again went out all day searching for that specific truck and couldn't find it until we went to the last spot. And it was more than I wanted to pay. But right when I was there, I get an email because they had told me it would take like 90 days to get that money. And I got an email from the bank and was like, the money had been wired. I said, I'm driving off with it right now. And so I say all that to say, again, that energy of your manifestation. Like, yes, it's scary. Those big dreams are so, so scary. But if you set the dream and then you kind of back into it, you reverse engineer, that car is, that home for me is July 2023. What are the actionable steps that I can get there? For most people who are going after a dream home, it's your credit, it's paying off your bills. So you focus on the tiny wins, what we call like incremental manifestation. So you focus on each win. I got to pay off this bill to increase my credit score. 30 points or whatever. Okay, then the next thing is let me put some money aside for a down payment, right? Those are wins. Those are small incremental wins. Then the next thing, let me go out and start car shopping or house shopping, right? And then what are the things that I need to do to call in more income and more revenue for myself so that I can afford that down payment, so that I can afford the renovations or whatever it is. And so again, like a lot of times I use my vision board as like this magical, you know, fairy dust that was just gonna, all these things were gonna appear. And so I realized like, it's three steps. It's vision, it's having the vision, right? Then it is, I say vision, and then action. Wait, it's something I'm missing. It's three steps I always say when it comes to manifestation. Vision, belief, and then action, right? The house, I see it. Do I believe in myself enough to get it? Now, what is the action I need to do to go after it?
And action is so key.
So key.
Because we like to say manifestation and use it so loosely as if it's magic and that it's just gonna appear, right? But it requires us to show up. Mm-hmm. And I think, and even I think about putting on this event, it has required and stretched me to show up so much more. Like I had to become the person my purpose required me to be, right? And so the consistent action, the consistent showing up is so important. But I also want to talk about, because you said you had a limit, you had a cap. At one point you thought the Jeep Rubicon was like, I just want to get to the Rubicon, right? But I want to challenge all of us to think about, what is that dream with no limits? Mm-hmm. What is that man on the moon dream that you may have right now? Or you may not even have it at the moment. We're going to create it right now. This is the moment, this is the time for you to think about it. Where you don't have the contacts, you don't know the first step, you don't know anyone in the building, you don't have the dollar to get it started. What is that man on the moon vision that you are standing to create in 2023 that, again, I don't know how, but I'm going for it,
right?
And you will be so completely blown away when it actually comes to reality. So I want to encourage everyone to stretch yourself, to think about what is that man on the moon vision for you in your life and in your business at the moment. And I also want to say, you know, and start being grateful for that before you get it too. Right, so that's one of the things I've been sharing on my pages, the power of gratitude. And they say gratitude is the love language of the universe. And for all of us, we have so much to be grateful for in these lives. And so I take typically every morning 5 minutes and I write down, I am so happy and grateful for. And it can be the small things like hearing the birds chirp outside my door, to contracts that are coming in. Or I also start writing, I'm so happy and grateful for the things that I'm believing for. Right? So again, so that we are putting ourselves in that energy, we are claiming it as if it's already here, as if it's already done. Yeah. And that is the power of manifestation, to attract the things, spiritually attract the things in this life closer to us.
And I will also encourage you to start writing down your I am statements, right? So I am is a zoomed out view of your life, whether it is 6 months, a year, 5 or 10 years from now. So 4 years ago, I wrote, I am a multimillionaire wellness entrepreneur, author, coach, and speaker, right? And I had no idea how any of that was gonna happen. But, you know, and then below that, I started writing down, like, I'm the owner of a beautiful beach house in Grenada. I am the founder of a line of products in a national retail chain. I am the happiest I've ever been. I am, I'm trying to think of all of them. But I started writing them down. And these, for me, that was 4 years ago. And besides author and multimillionaire, we ain't got there yet, but we're getting there. But coach, which I never thought I would be a coach, right? Speaker, never thought, because I had to fight through a fear of public speaking to even get on stages. It was again, I think it was like 2016, I wrote or I read Shonda Rhimes' Year of Yes, and she talked about her fear of public speaking, and that one year she would dedicate to saying yes to speaking engagements. And so I followed that, right? And now I'm a speaker, now I get paid to get on stages. But it's like, for me, 4 years ago, that was the zoomed out view of my life, and it is coming true right now, mm-hmm. right? It is literally coming true, but I just put my head down and I did the work. I gave the universe the assignment, and I did the work to get in preparation for my I am statements, mm-hmm. right? I don't have the beach house yet, right? Mm-hmm. But it's coming. I have that belief. I have the vision. I have the belief. And now I'm currently in the action of it.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I love that. And that's literally what this whole conversation, this whole event and experience is to do, is to give you the belief to step into it, to give you the access, to have the possibility that there's no limits in this world. And like I always say, like, you have these dreams for a vision, and I'm standing for you to create them and bring them to life. Yeah. So Christina, thank you so, so much for this conversation. This was amazing. I hope you enjoyed the conversation, and I hope you took some notes. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share with a friend. Now remember, the conversation is just the beginning. If you're ready to step into your purpose to create the life and business of your dreams, then I'm ready to help you along the journey. Head over to thejourneywithblue.com to learn how I can support you every step of the way and to apply to work with me to create results you're proud of. I'll see you next time on The Journey with Blue.